We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
And welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Appreciate all of you joining us. And once again, in the 2025, you're considering, okay, look at all the extra glut that we have in terms of platforms and marketing services and all these other things that we're using so much of. And it's a burden. You know, come on, we can simplify. And with an AI, obviously, that's such a key word term everybody's talking about. So let's use AI to our advantage, folks. All the cannabis industry can do that. And you can do it right now through the Buzz CRM, which is a wonderful platform that all of us here at Cannabis Radio use regularly. And we talk about using for, by the way, no script I'm doing on this, okay? This is completely off the cuff. AI for your social media, for your emails, calls, text, all of it, including the instant call text back feature. So much where you're communicating with your future clients, your leads, and getting them on board to work with you. If you want to get your business off the ground, it doesn't matter what kind of business it is. It doesn't have to even be cannabis. The Buzz CRM is your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs right now. Go ahead and just sign up. It's not that much. And there are so many other subscriptions and so many other platforms you don't even need. You just use them and you think, oh, we should have this. I can't tell you how many times I've had a platform that's like, you know what? Let's see what we can do to go ahead and upgrade. Let's see what we can do to consolidate, micromanage a little bit more so that everything's done in one place. Because why do we need to go ahead and run around? It's like streaming platforms. Do you want to do that? Or you want to go on one different spot and get everything done all in one? The Buzz CRM is going to do it for you. TheBuzzCRM.com. If you don't want to hear me do these commercials anymore, just go and sign up. Go sign up, get a subscription right now. It's a very affordable, easy to go and work out, and we have great support to go and help you out to get you integrated. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go ahead and find out more today. Now, with me are a couple of guests that are joining me here. They are part of a leading hemp-derived cannabis brand, growing nutrient-rich cannabis in their 10,000-square-foot aquaponics farm, finally reaching hefty goals of providing something unique to the cannabis industry and giving back to the community of Memphis. So, been in Memphis since 2018, started the dispensary in 2019, and again, offering high-quality hemp-derived products, including smokable flower, full-spectrum CBD oils, infused chocolates, rosin-pressed concentrates, alcohol-free seltzers, and Delta gummies, Delta 9 gummies, and so much more. And with right now here on the program, I want to welcome from Ounce of Hope, the Director of Operations, Cameron Heil, and Marketing Director, Rachel Sims. Cam, Rachel, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
So one of the things that got the attention, obviously, we were talking about, that one of those things about giving back. When you find a company that's very philanthropic themselves and say, we're going to go ahead and help and be a part of giving back, and especially into an area like Memphis, you know, local community, it's always wonderful to see that when the dispensary is able to go and do that kind of thing. We've had stories like that definitely here on the program. So one of the things we got to start off with, I know I don't do the background question. Oh, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your background. I can't stand those questions, but this is important because of the fact that the founder, Colin Bercier, and when it came to starting up this business, one of the things was it was to help find a way to help treat and help to work for his mother, who had dealt with polio and multiple sclerosis until she passed away at 65 and spent her last years in Louisiana, no legal access to cannabis. And That was sparking the fire and calling to go ahead and set up high quality medicinal alternatives to anyone who could benefit from it. So, with that said, Cameron, I'll go ahead and go to you first. The origin story is rooted in personal experience. And the company now, together, before we get to talk about the whole giving back, about the ensuring product development and marketing practices prioritize genuine therapeutic benefits and avoiding exploiting vulnerable patients. So, would it be safe to say that every patient is basically like Colin's mother coming to the door, and that's the kind of treatment they're going to get?
I think that's safe to say, yeah. I think a lot of people come into the cannabis space both from an entrepreneurial standpoint and from the patient standpoint because they're looking for an alternative to some medical treatment that they are receiving or can't receive. And that is definitely a top priority with us. All of our customers get the same great experience, whether they're coming into the store or engaging with us online.
You've been doing a thing right now where Cameron, you may have mentioned of in a press release that lead up to this interview that you've been donating some soil and nutrients to a local farm, getting to the point where you're cultivating fish nutrients in excess, more than you could possibly use in the system, and that helps to donate to local gardens and be able to support small scale cultivation and some fantastic nutrients. So doing a little really does a lot. Talk to me about some of the areas where you've been able to go ahead and seek out this kind of help and this kind of community outreach.
Sure. So, yeah, our system has been set up from the beginning. Our aquaponic system at our farm has been set up as a nutrient generation system. And while our facility, 10,000 square feet, certainly uses a lot, we knew that from the beginning we were going to be producing in excess. And that was the goal. The long-term goal of that is to be able to bottle it and sell it, which we're doing now. But to get to that point, we spent about a year and a half in R&D with tinkering with these nutrients, tinkering with how we could turn this into a product, how we could be able to transport it and package it and all of these things. And to help get us through that process, we reached out through several channels to all of our local growers in the Memphis community. And this is mostly small scale farmers, people doing food production, both for markets or for community organizations, for profit, nonprofit, that sort of thing. And we've been able to donate easily a couple of thousand gallons to local farms, local gardens, nonprofits, all of these things, and be able to give this as a donation and work with them in the process to then receive back the data for how their soil health has improved, how their plant vigor has improved, all these different kind of metrics that we're looking for so that at the end of the day, when we're ready to launch our marketed product, that we would have this whole collection of data and support behind it from the community.
So, cultivating fish nutrients in excess and basically fish poop, and also just figuring out how to nourish the fish and allow the fish to nourish the plants. And when it comes to that whole concept, I mean, what can you tell me about? I've really never gotten to that point of where the fish that you have in the aquaponic system and what you're able to go ahead and farm out and then be able to go ahead and integrate basically is, either manure or fertilizer to help to fertilize that. I mean, what are some of the other areas that could be that what are some of the other gardens, I guess, that could this, I mean, is it just the idea that you're just using it from fish can still fertilize and still grow and cultivate other plants besides cannabis?
Definitely. Yeah. For us and our farm, this fish poop makes up about 75% of our nutrient regime for our cannabis plants. So it's not a standalone cannabis fertilizer. It is something that's another product down the road
Right.
that we can create. But right now, the main thing we're targeting are your small scale indoor or backyard gardeners, people that have houseplants even, and folks that just want to grow really clean, really high quality food with a fertilizer that is, local to the area if that's a part of it, and also something that is produced without Other fish fertilizers like hydrolysate and things like that, they use scraps from fish bycatch from the seafood industry. It's a pretty just unclean product. I don't know. It's a pretty nasty product at the end of the day. It stinks and it doesn't come from a great source. With our farm, the way that we're set up, the fish are our pets, and we can keep them in their tanks for years and years. They're constantly producing a high-grade manure for us that we essentially compost as a liquid and concentrate, and that is the product that we're able to roll out.
So, and the idea, and this is also to kind of distinguish the fact for hydroponic systems might be relatively simple in the structure. Aquaponic farming requires additional system components. So that's the part where we're learning here that I've heard about hydroponics being used in cannabis, but aquaponics is a hybrid cultivation method combining fish farming, aquaculture, with hydroponics. So the fish waste being used into the system and how it is done. And now the other thing too that you made mention of that was quite interesting is the fact that you said, quote, "I'll tell you, I've worked in all kinds of sustainable agriculture, and this is the most chemistry I've ever done to grow plants." And when it comes to being sustainable, I mean, tell me about really what does it do in terms of can you does it really make much of a difference when it comes to yield, when it comes to output of what plants you get out of it and how it works within the system?
Yeah, I'll say that my comment there about the chemistry is that the whole process for us starts with the chemistry of the water. There, obviously, the things that you can see are the fish and the plants and the flowing water, but what we can't see is the bacteria that makes the entire system possible. So, nitrifying bacteria, which are naturally occurring, they're floating around in the air. If you simply just left a glass of water sitting somewhere, eventually it would culture with nitrifying bacteria and algae. These are the things that scrub toxic chemicals like ammonia out of the water. So fish are producing ammonia just like we produce ammonia all the time. It's natural in respiration. And if the ammonia builds up, it's toxic to plants, to fish, to the whole system. So bacteria are actually scrubbing that and turning it into nitrite and then into nitrate, which the plants love. In order to do this, we're adding pH buffers like potassium bicarbonate, calcium carbonate, magnesium hydroxide. These are things that fuel the bacteria. And as long as the water temperature is warm and there's plenty of these pH buffers in the water, the bacteria are supercharged and we can really juice up our system and feed the fish pounds of food a day. And the bacteria is producing, is scrubbing it all in real time and producing this plant-rich fertilizer.
Rachel, I want to go ahead and jump in with you real quick. Now, I also hope we've already been talking about pretty extensively about the community partner identity, but I'm sure that someone within the community, you still have to kind of work off the stigma that's been put out there for so many decades. And when you have that come into place, how do you go ahead and help those people that will see the dispensary in the area and not distinguish it from the stigma and look at it more from an agricultural perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I think we really try to do to set us apart is our aesthetic, makes it a little more open to perhaps not the typical cannabis consumer, someone looking for a clean, efficient, streamlined process. They can walk into our dispensary or go to the website and get a fairly user-friendly process. Our bud tenders are very friendly, ready to recommend a product or just make good conversation. And even our website, I try to handle our content aspect and try to build our platform to be a knowledge base so that no matter where you are in the cannabis industry, you don't have to feel like there's a barrier to buy our products.
And then the other part is where other concerns might come out there about the energy consumption being used by the grow, that 10,000 square foot grow, and what's needed to be done to maintain optimal growing conditions. Anybody that might kind of push back on the idea of where how sustainable can it be and the overall environmental impact of indoor agriculture in an aquaponic setting.
I would say that in the Delta, where we are located in the South, it is near impossible to grow cannabis outdoors.
Right.
So the conversation of sustainability, locality is a big part of that. And if we wanted to say, well, then if we can't use grow lights, then we just can't grow cannabis in the South. Well, that leaves a lot of people out, and that also makes a very complicated supply chain. So for that simple issue, growing indoors is very important to us to have a consistent product and to have something that isn't going to be subject to the mold and the massive pest pressure that exists in the Deep South. And I'll also say that, while we don't try to directly offset the energy cost with our donations, but it is notable that while in order to try to make it to this sustainable or regenerative moniker, by donating this fish poop, we're growing thousands of pounds of food for our local community. So yes, we do use energy with our lights, but we're also giving free fertility to our city and our community.
No, absolutely. What you're doing is qualifying. And also, the part is when you talk about sustainability, being able to do it outdoors when it's just not possible where you are there in Memphis. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, still, because of the situation that we're in from state to state, you can't go interstate and bring cannabis in. So within being able to be locally grown, sustained, and harvested, yeah, there's some areas where you're doing the best that you could possibly could do. And I think you're doing a great job with it. I think that's, amplifying the message of being a community partner and understanding all the what any particular community concerns. You're doing that, you're qualifying it, you're validating all those concerns, but you're doing such a great job in trying to go and put the best quality products out there. And also, when it comes to rigorous lab testing, commitment to quality, there's all this. But again, it all comes back to the start of the interview because of the kind of customers that are trying to be helped out because of a passion from the owner and founder to bring to the area what's really necessary and something that's hemp derived and being done in such a very clean quality manner, and also doing through aquaponics, very innovative at most, just to go and do this. So let's go and direct people to the website, ounceofhope.com. Great website. What a domain. Ounce of Hope. And you can go there, you can see the shop and all. Again, we saw there's so many different products when it comes to edibles, beverages, vape, concentrates, flower, oils, topical soft gels, and CBD for pets. So as we direct people to the website, Rachel, can you tell me real quickly about some of the products you have out there that people are really getting themselves into? And also, they can also buy fish poop on the website.
Yes, so we do have fish poop available on the website for small scale farmers, all the way up to wholesale, should bigger brands want to buy. We also have fishpoop.com specifically. So we do have
Wow.
that website secluded for if you want more of a growing experience rather than to see the products as well, like the hemp derived products. But on the main website, on ounceofhope.com, we're constantly doing taste testing. We are getting with food scientists to make these new products, to perfect them, get them in-house in a kitchen so we can have full control over the flavor, concentration, etc. We're really proud of our gingerbread cream pies. Our 5 milligram low dose THC seltzers. We're coming out with new flavors for those all the time. Our gummies are always a popular bet. And we're anticipating, hopefully, some additional types of honey as we go into 2025.
Wonderful. Also, you got the Strawanna disposable vape pen. And also, just looking at some of the flowers you have here.
Oh,
THC,
yeah.
there's THC flower that's between 24 and 30% THCA in potency. And just some of the brands you have been able to go and put the strains out there. The Purple Push Pop, the Pineberry Flower, and the Purple Octane. Wow. It's just really Brulee Flower, Sour Brulee Flower, and among others. What a plethora of things you have on the website. And real quick, to go and get people to go and visit you, want to make a point to go ahead and direct people to where you are located. Where, give me exactly where you're located there in Memphis.
Yeah, so we've got two locations. We've got one in Midtown on Cooper Street, and we've got one in East Memphis on Sanderlin Avenue.
And then you also provide, for those that can visit in the area, you let people go ahead and tour the 10,000 square foot facility, an aquaponic farm tour. So guests are able to go and come on board, surface level tour. You get to see everything and ask questions. And tell me about that. I mean, I see this. I don't. I see that it's a time to go and schedule time. But is it still going on right now, or is that coming up pretty soon? When can people go and do the tours?
Absolutely. As far as I know, our tours are open and we've got appointments open for, I think it's once a week we offer
Okay.
the tour dates now.
Cam and Rachel, really appreciate you being on with us. And if you want to go and follow us on social media, you can go and look for on Facebook your ounce of hope, on X at Colin Bercier, Collinbercier, and Instagram ounce of hope underscore aquaponics. Rachel Camp, thank you for both for being all of this. Really appreciate you taking time out and happy new year.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day and have a great new year to yourself.
Yeah, this was really nice. I appreciate you.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.